15th pack of Oilus, 10th Mishnah. Nogeb Mace and Nogeb Kalim. If he's touching both the Mace and the Kalim, or Mael El Mace, which is Matam him, and he's Nogeb Kalim. So since he is has his tumah directly from the Mace, and he touches Kalim, then he's Matam with them. That we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. Mael El Mace and Mael El Kalim, he's just leaning over the Mace and the Kalim. Or Nogeb Mace, touching the Mace of Mael El Kalim, and he's leaning off the Kalim. And the Tahirim, in the first case, is talking about a case where his body that's making the connection between the oil over the mace and the oil over the kalim, part of that mahalach that has to get across is less than a tefach wide. Let's say his arm is less than a tefach wide, or his hand is less than a tefach wide, and therefore it doesn't serve as an oil. Yeah. In the second case, he's touched the mace, so he's tummy, but a person who touches the mace and is mile and something else is not matama by the fact that he's mile over it, because he's not the mace itself. If his hand and his arm is a tefach wide, then his body will serve as the oil to transfer the tumah from one side to the next. The two houses, each one has a chatzi zayis. Half a zayis of a dead person is not enough to be matama. But here he wants to be mechaber the two houses by the fact that he's putting his one hand in this house, one hand in the other one. Poshut yada v'teicha. The same thing over here. He put his hands in them. Maybe it's a tumah. If there's a tefach in his hands and we're talking about his whole body, then it gets transferred through his body and is mechaber the two. Now this is a little chiddush because a mice in each place independently there's less than a shear of tumah. Even so, by the fact that he's standing and being mechaber too, it becomes one big place, and then you have sach hakol, a full kazayis underneath this extended oil.